Welcome back to the 20 years of WNEW-FM.
Here it comes.
The lights have gone down.
Stand by.
The lights have gone down, and the stage is lit up, and the stage, which looked kind of dull before, is multicolored. I don't know exactly how they've got it, but it's day glow, and it's beautiful. Lights are kind of dim right now on the stage. Lights are out in the hall. You can hear the crowd. I don't see the band at all, Scott. Do you?
Watch where they come from. Oh, yeah, they're on there now. They're turning.
And they're starting the New York and New Jersey concerts with Under My Thumb. Nick is in the back of the stage now, Scott. He's walking off the stage on a ladder.
Can you feel the vibrations? The Meadowlands is moving, my friend.
We're sinking into the swamp.
Rocking and rolling.
Here we go.
Here he is.
Jagger's wearing knee pads.
Knee pads with ballet pants. Knee pads and a green shirt.
This is WNEW-FM, and tonight we're live at the Meadowlands because Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band are playing, and Clarence Clemons is standing right here.
How you doing?
How you doing, Clarence?
I'm doing great. This
You've been having a good time?
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. This is pretty wild, this place up here. Where are we here? This is the Halo, eh?
Yeah.
Hello.
So you have been having a good...
This is what I look like up here.
Yeah. You look a little bigger than those people.
Yeah, I'm having a great time here.
Oh, great. I'll tell you something. You look great. You got your fatigues on.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm ready for combat tonight.
Now, are you going to be wearing these? You're wearing army fatigues and a brown shirt. Are you going to be wearing that on the concert tonight?
These are my hanging out clothes. I go and put on my work clothes for the show tonight.
Okay.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Clarence Radahl, and have a good time tonight. We're going to be listening and watching here.
Okay.
And everybody at NEW-FM, all our listeners, send their best to you.
Thank you, and I love you all.
This should be any minute now.
Hello, Charlie. Go ahead. So let me just get inside and do a report with all this screaming going on.
Give a countdown. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, for your cue.
All right. We are live at Brendan Byrne Arena. The lights just went down. This crowd is ready to see Bruce Springsteen. And here it comes. Yo, listen a little bit. Is on its feet. This place is jumping already. Clarence is decked out in red, white, and blue. He's got a sort of a pale blue suit on, red shoes, a red bandana, and red wristbands on each arm. He looks great. The big man.
Yeah. Right, I'm PC Jones of the Metropolitan Police, and I'm now listening live to Scott Mooney in London.
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
How about that? How much do I get paid for that?
Well, we'll get back to you. Just send us a bill.
Go ahead, London.
I am right here. We just have a whole lot of extra special people, and some of the wackos, too. Surprises all week. And be talking to you without a British accent, but live from London. Now, Phil Collins, let's go back to some roots here since we're kind of celebrating the 30th anniversary of rock and roll. And your mates, people at the original, let's say original Genesis, were you in the same neighborhood? Did you find each other? How'd you find each other?
No, we didn't become manacled together until 1970, which is when I answered an advert in the Melody Maker, which you mentioned earlier. Which used to be the one, you know, the lost and found for musicians all over England, really. And I answered an advert that they had put in, and knowing Tony Stratton Smith at that time from previous groups, really, when he doesn't like to be reminded of this, but when he used to go down to the Betty shop in his string vest. I've known him since then, really, and so I got involved. I went to the audition and got the job, really. That was 1970. But up until that moment, Genesis were just a name that I'd seen quite a lot in the gigging pages of Melody Maker. They were always seemed to be playing somewhere. And the band I was in weren't playing anywhere. So I was very interested to see why, you know, I was always complaining to our managers why they had the work and we didn't. So coincidentally, we eventually ended up together.
From the earliest days of this radio station, we've recognized our responsibility to the community that we serve. Over the years, the WNEW-FM family has raised literally millions of dollars for a wide variety of charitable causes. Our Christmas concerts for UCP began back in the days of the Fillmore. They've grown in size and stature to the point where we now do them at Madison Square Garden. And the mountain of toys we've collected year after year could probably more than fill the garden. Also, our UCP bikeathons have become annual springtime events for New York City. The calendars and date books we've produced since 1977 have raised a ton of money for the T.J. Martell Foundation for cancer, leukemia, and AIDS research. And let's not forget the WNEW-FM Softball All-Stars, who have traveled all around the tri-state area for hundreds of different charities. And last but not least, on many occasions in the last few years, we've joined forces with our friends in the music industry to combat the problem of hunger at home and around the world. And while any number of talented performers have given their time to this worthy cause, we know that all these great events for world hunger stem from the pioneering efforts of our late friend, Harry Chapin.
The way it looks right now, a minimum of 30 million people will die of hunger in the next year. That's if we have a good crop year. If we have a bad year, it'll be more like 50, 60, 70 million. And if it's a bad year, we will have a million people a week die of malnourishment. And it's really, I mean, I would say that that's the true definition of obscenity. Something, if we had created a race we call the Yahoos, and between 1/8 and 1/4 of that race was not fed by their own people or our own kind, when they did have the potential for doing it, we would say, judging this other race, we would say, well, that's a rather strange kind of people. and that's what we do in this country. We've forgotten the whole idea of this country was that we would be doing these kinds of things. That one of the things in the Constitution is and the Bill of Rights, I think, is the right to petition for grievances. One of the things we are supposed to do is to make our government reflect what we care about. And the only way they can do that is if we show what we care about. And this is one of the best ways. I mean, it's really an extraordinary opportunity here that WNEW is giving all of us to register something this clearly.
Now, if a man tried to take his time on earth and prove before he died. What one man's life could be worth? Well, I wonder what would happen to this world.
And the spirit of Harry Chapin has been with us for the past 24 hours, as it is, I think, always in the hunger movement.
Hungerthon 86 concludes our stand at the United Nations with $91,966.
Unbelievable.
All right.
It's Christmas right now. Our guest is Bob Geldof, who of course has been on the run and has been working and producing and doing all sorts of things to help the people who are starving around the world, and is also working on the future plans, which well, I'll let you talk about that a while.
God.
aside from taking a deep breath.
Right, well, and what I want to see is the first really global live jukebox ever. And by that I mean we're putting together, hopefully, a concert in Wembley Stadium in Britain and Shea Stadium in New York. And they will be simultaneous, linked up by satellite, broadcast live on radio and television to the world. We hope the audience will be in the region of 500 million people, and we hope that the most of the major acts of both Britain and America will be taking part. It could fall apart, it mightn't happen, but right now, speaking to you here, it looks 92% certain that it's going to happen, and that'll be taking place in the high summer. And of course, everybody knows all the money that we get out of this we'll be going to the USA for Africa and Band-Aid, so we'll keep everybody posted through you, Scott, I suppose.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life.
The 20 years of WNEW-FM will return after this.